Welcome to the Haverford College Athletics Podcast. My name is Warren Croxton, Assistant Sports Information Director. This podcast was created for fans of Haverford College Athletics to get to know some of the great student-athletes, coaches, administrators in the athletic department. This episode of the podcast features men's soccer player Brady Seitz. The men's soccer team is currently in the third round of the NCAA tournament and will take on number 13 St. Lawrence at Walton Field tomorrow at 11 a.m. Should the team win its next two matches at Walton, they will get the opportunity to play in the Final Four in Kansas City, Missouri, the weekend December 4th and 5th. Seitz is a two-time All-Continental Conference first-team player and has scored 28 career goals. The senior talks about his time at Haverford, playing with his brother, and much more. Here's how the interview went. So Brady, you guys are one of 16 teams left in Division III playing soccer. Has that kind of hit the team yet about how well the team's playing?
It's definitely hit us a little bit this last week. Playing all the way through into December really means a lot to the team and kind of testament to all the hard work we've put in. And it's definitely really exciting. And you know, every weekend winning two more games puts you another week into the season. And it's kind of crazy to look back 3 months ago and see all the potential we had and now kind of putting it all together.
So the Haverford men's soccer program has been around for over 100 years, and this team this year has set all kinds of new team records, 15-game winning streak, never getting this far in the tournament, things like that. What kind of goals did you guys set before the season that kind of helped you strive to get to this point?
Well, yeah, it's kind of all started with Coach Rainier's first year, the year before we got here. He kind of set the program in a new direction, and they were the first class to even make the Centennial playoffs, so they ended up losing the finals, and I think getting here as freshmen, kind of, we had the same expectations that those seniors had to win their first championship, and we were able to do that freshman year. And ever since then, that's kind of been our goal for the season, is to win a conference championship, and we've been really close the last 2 years, losing in the finals and then losing in the semis as the hosts. And then this year, I think our goal was to kind of finish our careers how we started it and win one more championship and just get into the tournament. You know, there's so many good teams out there that if you just get into the tournament, you're really giving yourself a chance to go far.
You guys, your group of seniors is Shane's first recruiting class. Have you kind of reflected upon, you know, what you guys have meant to the program?
A little bit. I mean, we started off with a bigger class, I think 7 of us or 8 of us, and it's kind of whittled down, but it's definitely been huge to be a part of Shane's first class. I mean, he's meant a lot to this program in a very short time, and I think we've all kind of had the same goals in mind to be part of this program that changed this program from one that was pretty down for the last 15 or so years, and now we've kind of turned them into a perennial contenders, which means a lot to all 4 of our seniors and to the coach as well.
Okay, let's transition all the way back to when you first started getting into soccer. What kind of made you get into the sport when you were younger?
I think my dad really kind of pushed me into the sport. I was pretty young for my grades, so they wanted me to go out there and play some sports, run around. And so I think my dad was actually my first coach and coached my rec team with me and my brother. That was probably the first real team I was on.
So did you play any other sports, or what kind of separated soccer from the rest of them?
Well, yeah, growing up, I played every sport imaginable, basketball, baseball, a little bit of football, but soccer always was the sport I enjoyed the most, and so I think that was just eventually just quitting the other sports really just gave me the drive to really take soccer seriously.
So with your brother, I mean, you guys obviously probably went through the college process together. What were some of the things that attracted you to Haverford College?
Well, definitely, I think the biggest deciding point was senior year, doing a bunch of visits to schools. I think we did Haverford, Kenyon, Occidental, and Colorado College. And just spending the weekend here and getting like a taste for the campus and the group of guys, I don't think any of the teams were as close as the team was here. And I felt like that was a huge, the level of the team isn't as important when you're looking back on it, but the camaraderie the team had before I got here was something that I knew I wanted to be a part of.
Now, did
were you and your brother set on going to school together, or was that kind of just something that happened naturally?
Yeah, it's kind of something that happened naturally. I think we would have loved to go to school together, but it was more, we're both going to make our decision, and if it happens to be the same decision, then all the better.
So, I mean, obviously you play with your brother your entire life. So what's it like playing with some, you know, playing with your brother and realizing that, you know, unfortunately that may be coming to an end sooner?
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, you can definitely tell there's a huge advantage to playing soccer with someone you've played your whole life with, whether it's your brother or not.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer's a lot about moving off the ball and kind of knowing what your teammates are going to do. And so us both playing on the left side, we can definitely tell that we've played together a lot and kind of can anticipate each other's movements. And with regards to it coming to an end, I mean, if it ends in a national championship, which we're all crossing our fingers for, it would be the perfect fit. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we've achieved so much as a team, and I don't think I'll look back at this year with any disappointment.
You know, with you guys playing so long this season, you know, you guys, how have you balanced your life as a student athlete?
Well, I mean, we were kind of joking about this, saying, oh, we'll deal with some of this more schoolwork. I'll really buckle down when the season's over. And now that the season's just kept on going, it's like, okay, well, maybe I really got to jump on that now, because we could be playing all the way to almost to finals week. So mm-hmm. It's kind of something that we've been joking about. But, I mean, everyone knows here at Haverford that you've got to balance your school and work life. And I think the whole team does a great job kind of motivating each other to do both.
So, what are some of the things that you do? Do you just set like a certain part of the day that's designated just for homework, or?
Yeah. So I mean, now that I'm a senior, I have a little less in class time with thesis stuff. So mm-hmm. I kind of have like basically two full days where I don't really have much to do during the day. So I kind of just am like, I really need to buckle down on these days. Maybe get to work a little earlier, get up a little earlier, and start my day. So.
What is your thesis?
I'm currently writing on tax migration in the MBA, see how income tax and local tax rates affect where free agents sign in the basketball league.
What's your early research? What has your early research told you so far about that?
The teams in states with a low tax rate really benefit from that and can kind of save a ton of money in the free agent market and get free agents that are, on the average, more talented than teams in high tax cities.
Like maybe a certain team in Miami a couple of years
ago. Yeah, yeah.
With their big three.
Yeah.
Have you done any types of internships in your 4 years here?
Yeah. So I actually, sophomore year, I worked on kind of preliminary apps, an app with two of my roommates. Didn't really turn out to be as successful, but it was definitely a good experience. And then over the summer this year, I lived here at Haverford and interned for a HR and tech consulting company in Philly.
What are some of your plans after school? Do you have anything lined up, or are you kind of still in that process of looking
for work? I'm kind of still looking for, still definitely in the job market search, but definitely very open to a lot of things, so I'm excited to see how it turns out.
Okay, so this part of the interview is just some quick rapid-fire questions. Just give me the first thing that pops into your head.
All right.
Your favorite sports team growing up?
Chargers.
You worried about them leaving San Diego?
Definitely.
Favorite movie?
Shawshank Redemption.
Favorite book?
Anything by John Grisham.
Favorite food?
Buffalo chicken.
Favorite vacation spot?
Hawaii.
Oh, so, obviously being from California, that's a little bit easier than coming from the East Coast. So what's it like going to Hawaii?
I've only been once, but I loved it. We went to Kauai, which is a little less of a touristy destination.
Okay.
So we did a lot of fun stuff. We went snorkeling and went on some tours around the volcanoes and stuff like that.
Cool. Really cool. Who is your favorite superhero or cartoon growing up?
Oof, that's a tough one. Spider-Man.
There you go. What is the most played song in your iTunes playlist?
Well, at this point, it's probably our victory song that we play in the locker room after every win. It's Polyphonic. It's a remix of a couple different songs.
Okay. What song on your pump up playlist do you play the most?
There's got probably anything by Drake.
There you go. Share a personal fact that no one would ever guess about you.
I was very close to committing to play at Colorado College and ended up changing my mind. Probably the best decision I've made in the last 4 years.
I think Coach Rainier would also agree with that. Yeah. If you could change one rule about your sport, what would you change?
Probably something to do with time wasting or diving. I think, especially with like the running clock in NCAA sports, time wasting is like a huge benefit. And it's less so at the professional level with stoppage time and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but I think there's too much of an incentive nowadays to kind of, in the college level, to shave off as much time as possible.
Which teammate would you most want to be stuck on a desert island with?
Probably Kerber. He's from upstate New York, so he's kind of used to roughing it in the woods.
That's very nice of you not to pick your brother, by the way. What three things would you bring with you on a desert island? Remember, there's no internet, there's no Wi-Fi, there's no chargers for your phone.
Definitely a tent after playing in the rain last night. I would hate to be stuck in the soaking wet all day. Probably a blanket and a pillow.
That's it? That's just your basic necessities?
Shelter, yeah.
You have 3 wishes from a genie. What would they be? And no, you cannot wish for more wishes, and you cannot wish for a genie to grant you more wishes.
Probably a long and healthy life for me and all my friends. World peace. And a national championship.
And then a 4th one is for the Chargers to stay in
San Diego. Yeah, right? Definitely.
What is the number one thing on your bucket list?
I definitely want to travel more. I got to travel a fair bit in the spring last year, but there's tons of places I still want to see.
If you could be any TV or movie character, who would it be and why?
Probably James Bond.
The Pierce Brosnan James Bond?
Pierce Brosnan.
Okay. Finish this statement. I can't believe I once
accidentally broke my friend's arm by stepping on it when I was like 7 years old.
That seems pretty mean.
Yeah, it was.
If you could time travel, would you go to the past or future?
Definitely the future.
What are you looking forward to in the future?
I just want to see what crazy developments we've accomplished since we went from flying for the first time to getting on the moon in less than 100 years. And I want to see what kind of crazy space exploration we've done in the future.
Would you eventually, would you want to go into space?
Not particularly, but I would love to see what we've been doing.
If there was one sporting event you could attend, what would it be?
Definitely the World Cup.
Who was your favorite music group when you were in high school?
I love Atmosphere and The Weeknd.
Do they still get rotational play in your playlist?
Yeah, definitely.
If you can go to any you have a golden ticket and go to any concert past or present, who would the band be?
I'd cheat a little bit and probably go to a festival like Coachella.
Okay.
I went my senior year of high school, but it was so much fun. I'd love to go again.
How do you like to spend a rainy day? Not on the soccer field after
yesterday? Yeah. I don't know. Love to sit inside, watch movies, watch any sports games that are on.
Would you rather be a hero or villain in the next great superhero movie?
Hero.
Any particular reason?
I'd rather be the good guy than the bad guy.
You have the ability to write a major movie with an unlimited budget. What would you make the movie about?
I think like a really in-depth documentary following like a national team or something before a big tournament would be really cool to kind of see. Especially like looking at Brazil last year in the World Cup, how the expectations were as a whole country. I think it'd be really cool to kind of intersplice the country's expectations and kind of the team leading up to a big tournament. Would be really cool.
You were going to a dinner, and at the table you can invite 3 people, past or present. Who would they be and why?
Probably Martin Luther King. Pele and George Washington.
You're just gonna give your brother the cold shoulder like that? Yeah. That's pretty messed up. But it's an interesting dinner discussion.
Yeah.
You're walking through the dining center one day and accidentally bump into the high school version of yourself checking out the campus for the first time. What advice would you give to yourself?
Definitely come here. That's probably the biggest advice I'd give myself. It was a great decision to come here, and I've not regretted it once in the last 4 years.
Thanks to Brady for coming on to the podcast. Please subscribe, download, listen, and rate the podcast on iTunes or Podomatic. Stay tuned for more athletes coming soon. Thanks for listening, and go Fords!